man, when it's hot out, buddy, it's not fun at all, because it does, you know, and before you even catch it, it'll snap right off that frame.
Yeah, it's funny how soft and flexible that stuff is when it's, you know, 90 degrees out or whatever.
I'll make them big enough to drop in the top and the bottom groove and just flip them and use that that little miniature cheesy crock pot for making the cheese spreads and stuff. I'll just use that and then use it in the top, brush that stuff in to stick it in there. And then they'll stick it on the sides and the bottom. I mean, you could tack it in three spots on the bottom and then keep it more straight up and down. But, you know... You give them that, and it's, you know, that's a big chunk of what they're going to build.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was impressed and actually somewhat surprised at how beefy and heavy that roller is that you got. Good grief, man. That thing's a tank. Do you remember which vendor you got that from?
Oh, I would have to look it up. They took care of the, it was DDP price, I believe. I don't remember. I think we got it from one of the big box stores before they put the tax on it, the tariff or whatever. You ain't getting it that cheap now. You know, keep your money, Phil. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah. But what do you mean big box store? Are they like at the Menards or Target or Home Depot or something? Big box in what way?
Be at Amazon.
Oh, I didn't think you bought it off of Amazon. I thought you got it off of Fleabane.
Yeah, those are the two big box stores online. I've dealt directly with the Orient since then, and that's a whole different ball game yet. So, you know, that in itself, and it's not like dealing with Temu either. You're dealing directly with the suppliers from the Orient, and that's a little scary. We waited months. Well, only one of those boxes really had any serious damage to it. Some of them were a little bit mushed, but there's only one of them that had a hole through it out of 508.
Yeah, that's pretty good. My main fear would be to do some deal like that, the money transacting, you never see anything, and the whole thing would just disappear, you know?
Oh, no. We done some studying before we got that deep in it. KB8 all week.
K-E-A-T-E-K.
The whole Oops or FedEx truck was packed. That kid says, can I ask what's in here? Then he says, how much you charge to ship that? Because he's seen all the Chinese lettering on it, you know. And I kind of told him the story how the patents run out in Germany for those. And then how it went down. That whole truck was pretty much full of just those.
Yeah, I believe it. That's a lot. Damn. So you're going to pick up Gales from him, too?
He don't like them, and I tried to turn some people on to him today because the guy that put on the grafting class himself, that Paul dude, he brought one in. So Paul uses them. So I tried to turn Gales loose on this old boy, but he's not. I got to tell you, he get a frame of cells, and he looks over at my frame, and he said, oh, my God, look at that brood pattern, because it was all, you know, most of it was cat. Well, he starts digging those little grubs out of there, you know, first day hatchlings, and he says, ooh, those are small, and the whole class started laughing.
All right. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway, and there's the boss. I'll probably let you go. putting the dog out. So I'll catch up with you later, man.
Just crossing, foot a tapping. All right, yeah. When you get a chance, let's wrap a little bit about the woodenware and a couple of the directions I'm going with it. And, yeah, it would be nice to set up an assembly line. That's all I got to say about that. I'll talk at you later. 73KABA to all week.
73KAGK.